Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it going, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there, to your week out there. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got some great stuff lined up for you. In a little bit, we'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We've got a new trend that we wanted to touch on about couples and their weddings. Got to get to that.
All right.
Christmas displays are going up. We're going to discuss if it's too early.
Wow.
We got that one to get into. The nice. Top of the 10 o'clock hour going to feature, as it does every Thursday, The Kitchen's Open, brought to us by the Hotel Mead and Beth, and we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news, and we've got one I want to make some time for. People are sharing their weirdest flexes they have ever heard. Things that they're good at, but maybe, you know.
Do you need to share that?
It's right? a weird thing to take pride. Right. It's a weird thing. Yes. It's an interesting one. I've got a great opening topic that we'll dive into here. We've also got some interesting news that we'll be getting into. Our schedule, plenty more where that came from. But we do have to begin our show, as we are an information station, and we like to, it's our job to cover Central Wisconsin news and the state news, world news, all of these things. Mm-hmm. For those that have not heard, Melissa is got a great opportunity. We're very excited about it. We wanted to kick off the week and kick off our show, letting our audience look behind the curtain a little bit and know that Melissa is going to be, I'm not sure if I read this right, if she is the lead-in or she is directing Newsies on Broadway. I got to be honest with everybody. I read it. I didn't sleep very well last night. I didn't read the article that well. But Melissa, you could speak to this much better. I don't want to, you know, speak your news.
Well, directing a Broadway show would be quite the change from what I'm going to be doing.
I just saw news in there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He just
well,
jumped
you know
there,
what I mean. Yeah. I could see that, but. No, I am going to be transitioning to full-time news, so that means I will be no longer on the morning show, except when Seth isn't around and I can be back on the show when he's not here. I mean, no.
I'm doing a dance in my head right now.
Of course you are.
No, I'm kidding.
But no, when there's something important to bring to our listeners and that we need to talk about in depth of things that are happening locally that would benefit from a conversation, I'll reach out to you guys and be like, hey, let me crash your party.
That's okay.
With some news.
All right. Yeah. News is good, right?
So with that, the news team is growing in civic media, which is awesome. We have a new reporter in Wausau, Isabella Nieto. You may have heard her voice on the newscast a little bit. Mm-hmm. Her and I are going to be working closely together and helping each other round out our Central Wisconsin news to be able to really focus in on local and promoting what's happening in our wonderful area of the state. And then also, as the news team grows, we're starting a new model. And Isabella and I are testing it out, and hopefully that will work for the rest of the team at some point down the road, and we will we will grow from there. They are still hiring in other areas of the state, so but our news director, Shali Pittman, who started, when did she start? Back in early spring sometime. It's not that long. Is really getting her feet under her and taken off, and I appreciate all that she has done for our team and helping us to be visible within the company, because we're a pretty small group and we need to be bigger.
Fair.
We need more emphasis on solid journalism and fact checking and what we need in news in today's day and age.
That's right.
So that is what we will be doing, and I will be hopefully able to interact with the community more. I would love for anybody to reach out when they know something's going on, or if they have a tip that they think, hey, maybe other people would want to know about this, always, always reach out to me, melissa.k@civicmedia.us, and I'm happy to follow up with you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that breakdown, Melissa. And one of the things that I'm excited about with this is certainly the opportunity for you, first and foremost, and what this can do for our you and our local listeners, mm-hmm. our state listeners, everybody right. Involved in this. It's wonderful for that. But I'll be completely real with everybody. I'm more excited for Melissa just as a person and as a human being. Mm-hmm. This show would not be what it is without her, wouldn't mm-hmm. be where it is without her. We appreciate that very much. But we've also been sharing her with the news department, and it stretches her very thin. That this is able, you know, gives you a little bit more, you know, calm in your day. And if you need that calm, or if you need a break or anything like that, the show's always here for you.
That's right.
The door's always open.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you. And very, very much looking forward to what this means for our news department.
Absolutely.
You know, this is obviously a major part of what we do here at Civic mm-hmm. Media. And yes. with not having as big of a team as maybe some companies might have and things, it really does need all Melissa and the other individuals that she's mentioned, everybody in our news department mm-hmm. up and down the state and out of the state
for that matter.
Really, it takes that attention, and it's that dedication to journalism, that dedication to democracy, that is one of the major reasons we stand out and why mm-hmm. our listenership has been growing. We are very proud of that mm-hmm. and proud of the reporting and the reporters that are doing that work. You can trust our news. You can lean on us. You can fact check us. All these things. We're doing it already before you ever even see it. I'm so proud of that in 2025. And you and everybody else on the team, Melissa, we're going to be paying attention. We're looking forward to this.
That's right.
Thank you. So that does mean my last show is going to be Wednesday this week.
Wednesday
the 17th.
That's yeah. right.
And then I'll be taking a little bit of a break. I'm taking a week off. And gonna come back strong at the beginning of October.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very well deserved.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. With that break, Melissa, I encourage you to try some different coffees. I had no segue.
Well, I'll be traveling up to Duluth because my brother and his band are debuting up in Duluth, so I'm excited to go see them.
Wow.
So I'll try some Duluth coffee.
There you go.
Arco is the local coffee vendor, and their coffee is actually quite good up there.
Arco.
I don't know if you have ever been to some of the better eateries there, Melissa. Pizza Luce is very good.
Oh, yes. Pizza Luce. They are good.
Do they still have the mashed potato pizza?
Oh, my God.
I don't know because they used to. Ever had it, like, delivered. So
I think I just messed up James there for a minute.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I need a minute.
His most beloved and most hated things on one? No.
All on one thing. Look, just
my heart is already my heart is already heavy, what we just talked about. Then you throw at me this horrible
atrocity.
Like Dr. Frankenstein even went back, like stepped away from that and been like, no, this is too much. We went too far. Like what I was trying to do with the monster Frankenstein is one thing, but mashed potatoes on a pizza is the whole thing. A line I will not cross. What is going on?
I'm telling you, it's actually quite good. If you like mashed potatoes, then right. you'd probably like
there's that small
I would
caveat.
Think if you like mashed potatoes, you wouldn't do that to it.
There's one other thing I think, Melissa, we should probably let people in on, you know, you know, since you're going to be gone, you know, this last week and everything. Melissa and I actually don't hate each other.
No, we totally K-fab. Do. K-fab. I was going to use these 3 days to really rip on you, Seth. Oh, don't ruin my plans.
I'm
trying to, you know, you're starting off your news, you know, your new news life with, you know, factual stuff. I just thought we should, you know, just all finally right, be honest
fine.
With it.
It's a fine point. I like Seth.
It's a fine
He's
point
all right.
there. It's a fine point. It's a fine point. But in wrestling, the villain and the good guy, they never let the audience know. So, K-fab.
I appreciate Seth and all his smarts. He's got a big brain, and I go to him when I have trouble, and he fixes it.
He does fix a lot of
things. Seth is amazing.
Yes. You know what else is amazing, Melissa?
That's great.
Coffee. Coffee is amazing.
Coffee is amazing.
I'm going to get to this.
It's the only thing that's getting me going this morning. Yes.
So there's a new study out of Europe that shows coffee can improve your mood. In the study, regular caffeine consumers immediately reported feeling happier and more enthusiastic after a cup of coffee or some caffeine of some type. Oh, so not just coffee, but
half a cup to go then.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that jolly typically lingers for about 2.5 hours to 3 hours.
Wow.
The boost has was more obvious in the morning than later in the day. They also observed upticks in feelings of, quote, overall contentment and a reduced sadness.
Okay.
Thanks to coffee.
Hey, we'll take it.
There is one big caveat. The only people in the study were habitual caffeine users, so it's possible that the positive feelings were a rush from getting your, you know, daily dose of caffeine or what have you.
Fair.
I'm not seeing anything that is killing or hurting you, so I'm not seeing anything negative with that. Whether it's even a placebo or not, or just the basic routine of this, they're all finding the same results.
The ritual.
Right. As you wake up in the morning. Well, and I wonder, too, because this is the thing that I would like to know if they did the study, you know, maybe broader with other people. Is it just, you know, because it usually takes you time. You wake up in the morning. You got to get going. Some people are quicker than others, but usually it takes a little bit of time to get going.
It's darn morning.
And that's usually when you drink the coffee. So is there a little bit of a crossover there? You're just, as you're finally getting going and all that kind of thing. So I don't know. Either way, I'm going to keep drinking it. So
right.
I'm not going to stop.
More study needed. I volunteer.
Right on. As well, this study could say the exact opposite, and I'm still drinking coffee.
Oh, 100%.
Being honest about it. They didn't break down how much you should drink. Previous studies have shown that about one cup of coffee every 4 hours can give you a boost, but you shouldn't overdo it. Four cups per day should be the max. This is the equivalent of about 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay, 300 milligrams. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There's your baseline.
And again, the study said that they were really noticing the caffeine part of this, not so much coffee. So how you intake that caffeine is
doesn't matter.
Know.
Yeah.
I do think
you can drink a whole lot more green tea than you can caffeine, or than coffee, and still, you know, not exceed your caffeine intake.
Exactly.
And all these studies come back to, you know, that caffeine, it is important how you take it in, because energy drinks and some of these things can kill the process, you know, and throw off any of these kind of studies or anything like that.
Fair.
Whereas what Melissa's saying with green tea or coffee or some of these other ones, we're
some
seeing
of
that
us
consistency.
Need a more gentle. Yeah. Gentle. Coffee boost.
Yeah, that makes more sense. But I think that with this one, you know, one of the things that I like about studies like this is not only do I not see some horrible downside or something along those lines, but it's that coming back to the reminder for us of how much routine is so important, and how, you know, when we are feeling stressed, when we do feel a lot of anxiety, when we're just in a rut or what have you, routine can be one of those things to help pull you out of it. Your friends, family, loved ones, hobbies, all these things included, of course, but those are things that you kind of, you know, you're standing on the shoulders of as you are reaching up, and you have to find something for your, you know, some way yourself to have that pull. That routine is something that, well, it's just my day, doesn't matter. No, it does matter.
Yeah,
it's a part of your routine.
That's right.
You just mark something off your checklist. You brushed your teeth this morning. We all thank you for that. Yes. We all thank you for that.
Your teeth thank you. Your dentist thanks you.
That's a win. You know, and completing that routine, or part of the routine even, or any of these things. Heck, if you don't think it means something, how about when you're running late? How about when you're running late,
you complete your routine?
You throw
your day off.
Yep.
So you know what I'm talking about. All of us have experienced that. So this coffee, green tea, whatever it might be, if it's caffeine or not having caffeine,
right?
You know, that you deserve that good start to the day, and this feels like it's kind of more evidence for that.
Absolutely.
We will get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
Gotta get there now. Oh no, I'm stuck. I'm stuck like this now. Oh no. It's time.
Mom told you.
It's time for the... It would be kind of funny if that happened to me, the whole show. And knowing my luck, some really big breaking news would happen. And reporting today. Welcome to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us. I hope they had a great weekend. They're enjoying their Monday, and they'll be back at it tomorrow, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make plans. Get on over there. We encourage you to check out their specials and make sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things they are doing.
Absolutely.
And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That number is 715-424-2600.
She's only got a couple more chances to do it, so she's got to get it in there.
Dramatic pause.
That was very dramatic.
It was very well done. It's very well done. Appreciate you all doing this and getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. And I've got two here. Seth, give me a one or a two.
Two today.
All right. Gives us our qualifier there so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday. Well, actually, you know what? I'm throwing them both in. We got two names. I'm throwing them both in. It's a Monday.
Oh,
And I want to get them both in there. So, you know what? Unless Pam disagrees, I'm just going to go ahead and do that.
I think you're allowed to do that if you want.
I think you can.
Because we want to include a longtime and good friend of our station here, our good friend Kevin Kruger.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Kev, enjoy your day, man. Yes. Hope it's a good one for you. Kev, of course, a longtime call-in guest of ours. Joined us many times. Talked to him off-air many times and shared information for us on our local high school teams and even our rafters and such.
The Boy Scouts as well. Yep. He's been an ambassador for them,
Joined us for that and scouts and everything. We appreciate Kev. We'll throw him in there.
Why not?
We make the rules. We make the,
We do, seriously.
And also, a qualifier in celebrating their birthday. We want to wish a happy birthday to Gary Pierce.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Enjoy your day, Gary. Mm-hmm. It's a good one for you. Enjoy the day. Thanks so much to whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We greatly appreciate them. Taking a look at who you share your birthdays with, Prince Harry is 41 today. Wow. He is fifth in line for the British throne behind his brother William and William's three kids.
Okay.
I feel like there should be more on your resume than that. Feel like, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just like,
I guess you choose the right parents. There you go.
Choose the right, I guess, because we all choose our parents.
Right. Tom Hardy is 48, one of the greatest actors in the game today.
Wow, I didn't realize he was almost 50. Wow.
Yeah. Recently, Eddie Brock in the Venom movies, Mad Max in the remake of Fury Road, Bane in The Dark Knight. I have broken the bat. He's incredible. He's on this show, Mobland, I think it's called, or it's on... it's a new show. He was in it with Pierce Bronson. Thank you. Drew a complete blank there. and Helen Mirren.
Oh.
And it's a mob movie, an English mob TV show. It's a TV show, not a movie. It's a TV show. It's incredible. Carried the whole thing. He is such a deep, strong actor. Mm. I really like his work. I see him in something, I get excited. He's a good one.
Very good.
Let's see here. Dan Marino is 64.
Oh, wow.
Oh, one of the greatest quarterbacks. Maybe the greatest complete quarterback I've ever seen.
I mean, he was amazing to watch run an offense. I mean, just around his quick release and everything like that. How come Dan Marino didn't get a great nickname?
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't think of a nickname he ever
Dan
had.
No Dan the Man, nothing, no. Yeah,
why?
You're right. That's
that one
weird.
Was taken.
I'm telling you.
Right, yeah. I guess there was too many Dan the Mans already.
I guess.
Melissa's right. It was taken, it's a great point about him, though.
Yeah.
Whether it's a positive or negative, I don't know how he looks at it. I don't want to speak for him, but one of the name everybody brings up as the line in the sand of you can't be considered the greatest of all time if you don't get a ring, and there are right on that, literally sitting on that line. It's the Dan Marino line.
Yeah.
Of all, on one side is all quarterbacks who are great but have never won a Super Bowl, and on the other half are all one-time and plus winners.
Right.
He's literally the medium of that.
Right. No question, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. No question about it.
50 years from now, people will still be looking at Dan Marino highlights.
Yep.
Like he's one of the greats, just never won the great one.
Yep.
Oliver Stone is 79.
Wow.
Director of Platoon, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July, The Doors, JFK, Natural Born Killers, Any Given Sunday, Alexander, Snowden, W he did.
Mm-hmm.
One of America's greatest directors.
Yep.
There's plenty of stuff to talk about with Oliver Stone and on field, off the field, all those things. Just focusing on him, the director, him
as
and his career.
Filmmaker, right.
Game changer. You know, not just with the subject matter that he would challenge himself with, but the angles he would put the camera at times and different things that he did.
His editing, so good, man.
One of these master editors that is not just a great director, but a great editor. Could have made it just a legendary career as an editor as well.
Right.
And I don't know. I kind of feel like if you're going to talk about American cinema, you have to bring up Oliver Stone.
You do. You do.
Tommy Lee Jones is 79. Still one of the best out there.
And he's looked the same for 40 years, I swear to God.
Yeah. I think
the epitome
lot
of grizzled, yeah.
I would say maybe, would Agent K in Men in Black be his most popular role or purple role? Or, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Or U.S. Marshal Sam in The Fugitive.
Both, boy, that's a good one. I don't know, man.
I don't know which one he's more known for, but boy, we know him.
Yes.
We know him. Tell me you don't enjoy when Tommy Lee Jones shows up in a movie or something like.
He's just so good. He's just so great. Good. Whatever role he's got, he's good.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
And apparently was Al Gore's roommate at Harvard.
Really?
Yeah. The movie for me is Double Jeopardy.
Oh, good one.
Mm.
I like Ashley Judd, and I really like them two together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one right there. He's got so many darn good roles.
He does. Has he ever played a villain, though?
Well, if you count Batman Forever, then yes.
Yes, yeah. He was
Two-Face. Yep.
He did okay as Two-Face. It wasn't his fault. I don't think it was his acting.
It wasn't
his fault.
Apparently, him and Jim Carrey did not get along very good.
Okay,
apparently.
Well.
But they've made up since. They made up.
That's
the only
good
reason
hear.
We know is because they've made up since and everything. Great one. And then some people no longer with us. Gaylord Perry, born on this day in 1938, Baseball Hall of Famer. And I believe at one point, I don't know if he still does, but at one point had the record for playing for most teams, Seth?
I don't know if he was.
Or at
close,
least it was a big part of his
career. Yeah, he was the first guy to win a Cy Young in both leagues. That I know. That was one of his claims to fame. And the fact that he did or did not throw a spitball.
Yeah.
There was the eternal argument about Gaylord Perry was whether or not he threw a spitball. Yep.
Merlin Olsen, born on this day in 1940, Football Hall of Famer, who went on to play Jonathan Garvey on Little House on the Prairie and star in Father Murphy.
Yes.
I remember him.
He, of course, was also a football analyst for many years with him and Dick Emberg on NBC.
Yeah.
He was a great job of that. And FTD commercials.
Yes, that's right.
He did all
of
those FTD commercials with Merlin Olsen. Yes. One of the most fierce, like, defensive linemen of all time, but, like, one of the nicest dudes just off the field. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, he played a really nice character on The Little House on the Prairie.
All the characters he played were really nice people.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Basically, every comedian that you like or enjoy, especially stand-up comedians, but specifically stand-up comedians and actors, but all of the above, all were influenced and all paved paved the way thanks to Nipsey Russell, born in this day in 1918.
Nipsey
True
Russell.
Comedic genius. The Tin Man and the Wiz. But really, Nipsey was one of these guys that set the bar and opened the doors and paved the way for so many.
Yes, he did.
And Perry Singleton, born on the state in 1908. Jane Jetson's voice on The Jetsons.
I love that show.
Great show.
His wife, Jane.
We celebrated this on the Sunrise Show on 105.5 WIRI. Seth Roy Acuff, born on this day in 1903.
Yes.
King of country music. I mean, there's a number of guys called the King
of country music.
But the first living person elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and you noted something else about him.
Yeah, he, with his publishing company, Acuff Rose, they dominated country music publishing for decades. And he made a lot of money out of that. But he also had a lot of large influence on what was recorded and what was put out there. So either good or bad, you could blame Roy Acuff for that.
again, one of these individuals, you can't tell the story of music without
American music. That's right.
You got to include.
Mm-hmm.
And the queen of mystery, Agatha Christie, born on this day. Born on this day. What year was that? In 1890.
She's my favorite detective she created. Hercule Poirot. Yes, my favorite.
Yes.
Death on the Nile, Murder on the Orient Express. On the Orient Express is one of the best mysteries, if not the best mystery you
I
may
love
read.
This. The solution is so good on that one. It's so good.
I can still almost remember being a kid and reading that and like the silence of those last chapters and finding out what you know.
The answer is,
so good.
It's amazing. Good. She was so good at it.
Yeah, incredible writer. Mm-hmm. Also, very interesting life. Had a couple of interesting moments in her life and everything. Did. Very interesting. And of course, one more time, wishing a very happy birthday to Kev and to Gary. Wishing you both very good days and everybody celebrating your birthday or anniversary out there. We wish you a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back after our new sports and partner break. And we got a good one lined up here for you about people and their weddings and what they're doing with them. Coming up.
What are they doing?
Coming up. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Monday out there. This is interesting. 57% of couples opt to have an open bar at their wedding, but that can get expensive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The average cost of alcohol at a wedding is $2,400, so some couples opt to save money by asking their guests to pay for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not new. This has been around for a long time, maybe even as long as there's been bars at weddings. I don't know. I haven't done my homework on that one.
Alcohol at weddings is probably pretty ubiquitous, even back in the day.
Of all the rabbit holes I've gone down, somehow I've missed that one
missed
so
that
far.
One.
But now there is a new reason couples are setting up credit card machines at the bar to help pay for the honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
One couple in the UK tried it using a card processing company that provided readers, like the ones they bring to your table at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There were also signs with QR codes with the message, "Don't be tight, pay for our flight."
Nice.
That's cute.
The couple said that the proceeds go towards their honeymoon in Mexico. They didn't reveal how much they made, but they said their guests absolutely loved it. They did it instead of accepting wedding presents.
See, now that makes sense.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been together for 14 years and already have a house and a toaster and didn't need much more.
Right.
I mean, really,
very
what else do you
toaster.
Need?
Yeah,
what else
seriously,
do you need?
Yeah.
If you have a toaster, you're good. So why the credit card readers? They said a lot of people don't carry cash anymore, and they just figured that they'd have some fun with it.
Yeah.
They said their guests got more generous as the drinks started to flow.
Aha. See, now that's smart, yeah.
The company they used, LowPay, said that they hope this, quote, catches on at weddings venues across the country.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the Daily Star to find the complete article if you'd like.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's discuss.
Yes, all right.
There's a lot of layers to this. I shouldn't say a lot, but there's layers to this. Does anybody else kind of lump this stuff in the same category when we get into these conversations of we're now tipping industries we never tipped before? Mm-hmm. How much is a tip? The way we tip.
Sure.
The societal pressure of tipping or not tipping. Mm-hmm. All these factors. I feel like we lump all this in together, and we need to be able to think about each one of these things separately.
I agree.
And so separating this from all of those things.
Right.
And not to say that we can completely do that. Everything bleeds into everything. I get that. But as much as we can.
Right.
I think separating it, that's how I'd like to approach this at least.
Right. Well, you know, what was the reason, you know, people gave gifts at weddings? To help them start out, right? So when it was was more common when young folks, you know, don't have any household set up or anything like that, to get them those necessities made a lot of sense, right? We'll give you the toaster, we'll give you the whatever, a bed, or get you started in your household. But since, you know, that is not as common as it used to be, and we see a lot more couples who have been together, maybe lived together for a long time before they actually tie the knot, so to speak. Well, that makes more sense to me because they've already got a household set up. Mm-hmm. People still want to, you know, give them a gift and in celebration of their big day and that sort of thing. Honestly, it makes a lot of sense. You know, maybe it's not just for a honeymoon. Maybe it's to help pay for the wedding, you know, or whatever, you know.
That's but
it,
exactly it just makes where a lot I of thought sense. This was going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that being able to give cash at a wedding is a nice way to, without having to actually have cash.
Exactly. And that part of it too, using the card readers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a lot easier and simpler for people to do it. And they don't have to, you know, hit the ATM before they come or anything like that. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I like the idea of this being instead of gifts. Mm-hmm. I like that part of it. I think that if you were to ask for both, that'd be a bit much. But I'm also... like, I come into this a little biased, I admit. I think that we need more love in the world. I think we need mm-hmm. more of these kind of things. If this helps people get married, go for it.
Yeah.
And I think that it's I like the almost the societal tribe kind of this, of, hey, let us help with this. Let us work exactly. together on this. And you know, hey, you deserve a honeymoon. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't... I think of this month in particular, I've got so much of my family have wedding anniversaries this
sure,
month.
Yeah.
And I would say out of the 6 or 7 of those wedding anniversaries, maybe 2 of them went on honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. Most people don't. I think that the idea of a honeymoon has been gone for generations. People still do certain things like, oh, and like my ex-wife and I, we stayed at a hotel in town here. A nice hotel.
Yeah, right. You know? Exactly.
And we thought we were blown away we got to do that. Mm-hmm. They had a hot tub in the room. Like,
woo, hey.
We really did feel like we were like, we might as well have been like 5 states away. We
right.
felt like we're there because that was so, for one, hard for us to do at the mm-hmm. time. We didn't have anything to put together money wise.
Right.
I just wanted to give her something. And it was something at least. But even that right. is mostly done. And most of your parents out there probably ask them, you know, did they go on a honeymoon and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff has been gone for a long time, along with the idea that you could hand your house down to your kids or some of these mm-hmm. things. We have so many people out there approaching the world, whether it is a business or how much money households are making, like it's the 40s or 50s.
Yes.
When, spoiler alert, wasn't even like that in the 40s or 50s, you're just romanticizing it. Look at the numbers. 100%. Talk to people who lived then.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and I know, I mean, because when Beth and I got married, it was, you know, we really couldn't take the time, you know, we had to go back to work, basically. I know I did. And so we ended up not having our honeymoon until our 5th anniversary.
Mm. And that,
we could save up for it. But,
yeah, that's something that's happening more often, too, where they don't take it immediately after the wedding. They wait a little while.
Right.
But I also like the idea of giving experiences as gifts mm-hmm. instead of, you know, physical objects.
Right.
I think that that's becoming more popular.
It seems to be. And just gifts, you know, in general being that how do you experience something with someone you love or, you know, family or whatever, that kind of thing. That seems to be more. People are valuing that more than just getting a thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time spent together.
Right. Because we're finally starting to realize, oh, my God, we don't have that much time on this planet. Maybe we should do stuff. Instead of collecting material things that we can't take with us.
And have to get rid of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. And make a burden on our loved ones when we pass away, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, replace is such a big, heavy word, but I don't mean replace as much as people would do this more than bring wedding gifts. I wonder if this will replace that. I wonder mm-hmm. if this will kind of, we'll see this more of a common thing than,
right.
Well, you guys, along with that, the registrating part of things.
Mm-hmm.
Having a gift registry.
Yep, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, and I think that that's a nice way to do it, though, because then the couple getting married are getting the things that they need versus
right.
the thing that, you know, great aunt Sheila wants to give you.
We've all got 4 fondue sets. Like,
honey,
what am I going to do with
these? We got another blender.
Yeah.
We got
crockpot number 3. Woohoo!
It does feel like that happens.
Actually, I wouldn't mind 3 crock pots. I think I could use that at the same time. Anyway, sorry.
Have them all going at once. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
We'd love to hear what you think about this one. Everybody, as along with all of our topics, we always love to hear what you think. Mm-hmm. 715-424-2600. Call up or text us through the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
I will, let me double check. When did this story come out? This is from September 10th, 2025. Okay.
So
I'm not that old, but I've been waiting to do this one until Melissa was joining us. Police in Texas reunited a man with his blind pigeon after the pet bird hitched a ride in the bed of a pickup truck at the owner's business.
Oh, no.
This is as much a fun, good story of the day as well as a PSA for Melissa.
Pay attention.
Yeah, keep an
Be
eye
careful.
On him. Keep an eye on him. Luis Valdez, owner of L&R Auto Service, said that his pet pigeon, Kevin, is well known. right?
Is that really their name?
It's Kevin. It's Kevin. Kevin is Kevin.
Oh,
is
my God.
Is well known by the customers at his Irving business.
Okay. My goodness.
He's, quote, he's home with me on the weekend. My whole family knows him, and many of my customers know him. They go straight to see him. Valdez said he adopted Kevin after finding the featherless bird and had been kicked out of its mother's nest.
Aww.
He said Kevin is blind and unable to fly, so he was concerned when the pigeon went missing from his shop after inspecting a customer's truck. Valdez contacted Irving police, who were able to track down the customer. The officer confirms the owner had just had the truck inspected by L&R Auto Service and agreed to let the officers take a look inside. They really cool on this guy to let them do that.
Yeah,
and everything.
That's fair. That is really good, actually.
Police found Kevin safely in the bed of the truck. Quote, is the pigeon under arrest? An officer joked in the video. Because there is a wonderful video to accompany this.
Oh, my gosh.
Police brought Kevin back to the shop for a reunion with Valdez, where he is right now.
Kevin is a pigeon, not a stool pigeon. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's Kevin, hilarious. To Kevin's credit, didn't say a word.
Didn't say a word. Stand-up guy.
Is it considered, can you rat on somebody if you're a pigeon? Is it pigeoning? Is it, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is.
They're all animals for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, we always go to animals.
Yeah, blame the animals.
Yes, Melissa.
You're being very foxy.
You might want to keep an eye when you're driving around and everything. Maybe look at the back seat. Maybe look at the back seat, see if you got any stowaways.
Yep.
I can give you a Lilu update because they did something very impressive this morning.
Ooh. Okay.
What do you got?
So when I rescued Lilu, they said that Lilu couldn't fly at all because of the injury they received. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what Lilu did this morning?
Whoa.
Really?
Flew up and landed on a table.
Wow.
3 feet off the ground.
Wow.
Just bloop, right up there.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I was astonished because they've flown up on top of their little cardboard box house that I've made them. And they did it twice one night when I was watching them. But this is the first time they've flown up. And that's twice the height of the little box.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Impressive.
So I think Lilu will fly again someday.
Oh, well, you never know.
Very determined, stubborn bird.
I'm going to bet on Lilu. I'm betting on Lilu. I'm betting that it will. I will get another update. We're going to keep getting those updates. That is a contractual thing. Like, Melissa does still have
that
to
is
keep
news,
giving us, you know,
by the way. Yes. Yeah, I would consider that
keep
news.
Getting those updates.
Lilu news.
We'll come back with more fun for you on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for being here. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with the Kitchens Open, brought to us by Beth in the Hotel Mead. Looking forward to it. She's got a great one lined up for us today.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are going to like that one. It's going to be good. That's coming up. We'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. Got to go over the Emmy wins, talk about that a little bit. I want to mention our WFHR cookbook coming up.
Ooh.
Get into that. I will tease a story for tomorrow. Melissa and I are going to get into that she sent over that I'm looking forward to getting into with her and when we got more time.
Mm-hmm.
But we will make time for people sharing their weirdest flexes. their weirdest thing, the things that they are proud of or are good at that maybe, you know, it's not like running
why?
A mile.
Why
or
are you happy? Yeah, right.
I actually thought of one during our last segment. So I had to write down. So we've got all that stuff coming up for you. And who knows what else? It's live radio. And who knows what can happen?
Pigeon trainer. There you go. How about that?
Yeah. Didn't know
you had that. Come on. That takes skill.
I'm sure.
Apparently, there's a Costco in Florida that already has Christmas decorations up for sale. How do we feel about this? The annual time to bring up this question, everybody.
It's Florida. Florida.
I think that is the outlier. I feel like that throws off everything. If I had not said Florida, then it might be a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's still summer until September 22nd, and then there's 3 months of fall, but not for Costco. They're ready to celebrate the Yuletide right now. A shopper in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, shared a photo of a bunch of Christmas displays set up at the local store, even though Halloween candy is dominating the aisles.
Right.
So, quote, are we skipping right over pumpkins, turkey, right to get to Santa? Here's what someone online said. Quote, okay. Costco already has Christmas trees on sale. Good luck. Oh, good Lord. Others see it.
And good luck for that, yeah.
Others see it, yeah, I guess both work.
Yeah, we work.
Others see it a little bit differently. Some think the earlier display, the better the bargains. So if you're not fazed by hearing jingle bells already, you know, maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe you're willing to put up with that for a good deal.
There you go.
So what do we think about this one? I'll ask both of you. And, of course, we ask our listeners, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Remember, you can always text us if you don't have time to call in.
Right, right.
So I think that, actually, right now, this isn't a bad idea because we don't have as many dollars to spend, and the things that we're spending the dollars on are more expensive. So if you need to buy, you know, some supplies for Christmas,
right,
if they're out already, you can plan ahead a little more.
That's right.
Yeah. As opposed to having to spend so much more right before Christmas.
Right.
Being able to budget it out. That, yeah. On the flip side of that, I'd be more inclined to skip Christmas this year and buy the stuff after Christmas when it's on clearance.
Aha! Mm-hmm. See, now that makes a lot of sense.
That's a true deal finder.
Been out in the stores for so long, they'll be desperate to get rid of it.
That's right.
That's a true deal finder.
Tired of
right
looking
there.
At it.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the employees think, too? They're putting it up. I just hear them, Christmas stuff already. Yeah, I can't believe we're doing the But you know, I find it, honestly, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. I mean, because there's you know, stores out there, you know, like the Christmas store that's open like year round. You know, there's places that are like that.
Yeah, but you know what you're getting into when you walk
right
into
exactly
the store.
That's the difference. Except, you know, this, it may be jarring, I think, for people. I think that's what the when we see people, it's like, oh my God, what is it
it's
doing out there right now?
Outside,
yeah,
it's and we walk in,
so
and
incongruous,
like,
right?
Greenery and tinsel. What?
Yeah. What is this? And we know other holidays are in between, too, and that's the other
thing.
That's
the
thing
that bothers me. We skip right over Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is, I think, so much more an important holiday, and I don't know, marketers don't think that, and I think that's
and
wrong.
That's kind of where we're at, yeah.
So I'm bothered by this for a very different reason. I do not feel like they're taking into consideration the... So, at doing morning shows, you look for content all the time.
Right.
One of our go-tos this time of year, or when this comes up, is asking the question, are we celebrating Christmas too early? And I feel like this question, now, it's boring now. Boring. I don't have that to go to any year. I got it in my folder every year around this time. I can go to that as a go-to for content. And now it's not even good content anymore because there's rationality to behind this now. Mm. Everything you both have said. It makes sense to even the most even the biggest Grinch out there,
right?
The idea,
Melissa,
of this.
I mean, sorry,
I think
I have reasons.
I hear you. I think that you know, if people aren't, they're not doing this. If people aren't asking for it, I used to get driven mad by some of the TMZ stuff and paparazzi and all these things. And, oh my God, these people, they make me sick. All this stuff, and I started realizing, well, they're not selling it to themselves.
Nope.
Like, somebody's buying it. Yeah, somebody likes this. Right. So what do I know? If people are buying this stuff, if people are enjoying it, if people want to celebrate it a little bit longer. What do I know? Especially to, again, the points of all the things that you both were saying. My big thing is, well, two. One, I don't want other holidays to get skipped over. I don't like the idea of them not getting the attention they deserve, but maybe we can...
We need more cornucopias.
Maybe we can juggle more things than once. You know, we can do this with holidays.
Because there's lots of things in cornucopias to juggle.
Yeah, right, right. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Sorry,
it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, Melissa, what, next week when you're up in the Duluth area, you're not that far from the extremely tiny town of Cornucopia in northern Wisconsin, right on Lake Superior there. You can drive by. Not much there, but, you know.
There should be lots there.
Yeah.
Darn it.
But no, there's
not. I will say... I see what you did there. One thing I will say, though, I don't want anybody getting bent out of shape when I'm celebrating Halloween year-round.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Dang
right.
It.
That's what I'm doing. That's my counter to this. I have no problem with you celebrating Christmas or any other holiday, for that matter, year-round, if that's what y'all want to do. Mm-hmm. But don't be surprised when I've got a Jack Skellington, you know, costume I'm wearing every week.
Guys, there is a fantastic Halloween yard display already up that I saw. I want to say it was last week I saw it over heading over toward White Sands Beach.
Okay.
It's fabulous.
We've
it's
got,
It's awesome. You got to check it out. It's close to the roundabout there.
Cool. The way people will drive around looking at Christmas lights, I will do that for Halloween.
Yes,
place.
Yeah. I've done that.
Get out that way. You'll enjoy it. Yeah. It's awesome. It's
fun. We got a house not too far from us over here at the studios that does this every year.
They're all set up already.
And,
yep.
And I'm like inches. I'm so close to just walking up, knocking on the door, and thanking them. Like, and like and that, and that's it. That's
we
all.
To
I
see
got.
It every day. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I love it. They do a great job too. Yeah. And hey, if there's anybody out there that are doing big displays and you want people to feel free to drive by or something, let us know.
Let us know.
That'd be awesome. I think that'd be a fun thing to share.
Halloween road tour.
There's perfect. A, you know, just like going around doing that, looking at Christmas lights. Yeah. We should make that a bigger
tradition. Very similar.
As we're wrapping up the first hour, I want to end on some positives, and one of them is our good friends over at Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. Want to thank them for joining us on the Rapids Report recently. Great interview. Go check that out, everybody. And the handwritten thank you note that will be added to our wall of thanks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate them always doing that. It's really cool.
Appreciate Beth and the great people over there. Be sure to find out more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and this amazing organization of theirs. You can go to bigimpact.org. Bigimpact.org. I will say, as somebody who has been a Big Brother, it is one of the greater things I have done with my time in my life. I encourage you to be a part of it, everybody. And even if you are not able to be a Big Brother or Big Sister, there's a lot of ways that you can impact that organization and help out.
Yeah.
Encourage you to reach out and find out more. We will come back with nothing but fun for you coming up on
nothing but on
the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.